Well, there's a number of Al-Qaeda-inspired movements, and then there are franchise movements as well. The Al-Qaeda-inspired movements include Boko Haram, which is operating in northern Nigeria. The franchise operations is the Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, which is a spin-off of the Salafist group for preaching and combat, which is Algerian. And then, of course, there is Al-Shabaab in the Horn of Africa, in Somalia, which essentially had taken an oath, a bayat of fealty to Osama bin Laden last year, February. I think, we have to be realistic. For some time, bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri, his number two, served as inspirational figures for al-Qaeda operations as opposed to actually having day-to-day command and control. So to the extent that it actually results in people saying, do I really want to meet this end? I think that is quite positive if it raises these kinds of questions. For potential de-radicalization, I think it's actually quite positive. That being said, those who have already embarked on that path, I think it's going to be more problematic because they would be inspired blood for blood in terms of reprisal attacks. And so, for example, in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi, which of course experienced the U.S. embassy blasts in 1998 and had so many casualties, there was a lot of fear on the one hand that the person who's responsible for the deaths of ordinary Kenyans have actually come to book. But on the other hand, there's a tremendous danger that it's going to result in more, you know, tit-for-tat kind of killings.
Well, how would the death of Osama bin Laden at the hands of the U.S. government or the CIA affect the image of the U.S. and the image of Obama in Africa?
Well, I think that in terms of Obama himself, I mean, there was a lot of debate when Obama came in, I think both inside the U.S. and outside the U.S. and also in terms of Africa, that he's adopting maybe a softer approach towards terrorism as he moved from GWAT, the Global War on Terrorism, to CVE, to Countering Violent Extremism. But the reality is that two former U.S. presidents, Clinton and Bush, tried to get bin Laden and failed, whereas Obama succeeded. And I think that at least in the short term, this will boost his popularity. He seems, at least from the media reports that I'm getting, he was intimately involved in terms of this, that he was briefed and that he knew what was going on and so forth. But that's the positive news. But I have to say that on the more negative side, there has been, especially on the African continent, there has been a negative view in terms of Osama bin Laden's body. To the extent that there are still people raising issues in terms of why the body was not made public, unlike Saddam Hussein, you would recall that. So I think that to the extent that the U.S. can be more transparent around that issue, that would actually help. I think the fact that the U.S. did manage to get him in the air, and this has been going on, as you know, since 1998, is actually quite a boost. But I think it's important to stress, and I think it's important for the Americans to stress, that while it may have been done by American special forces and so on, that this was more in the interest of international justice because he was an international criminal and his victims have been international.